Welcome back to the Don't Believe the Hype podcast. I'm your host, Jay Rem.
It's your girl, B.
What's going on, man? You got to give some give back on the five.
It's a little tight.
You got to pop, pop. There you go. Anyhow.
A little tight.
What's going on, man?
What's going on with you? So you got the do-rag going today?
That's just how I was feeling, man. You know, when my hair gets a little higher, you know, when it's not like, it's like a week and a half after the cut, it's a little harder to tame. So that's when sometime I might throw on the do-rag. This is how I was feeling today.
So it's actually very, like, neatly done.
Appreciate it, you know. It's years of practice. When I first used to do the do-rag, I got to shout Mike out, too, man. My friend Armani, his brother Mike, was literally the only person. You see how people wear these straps like this? Mm. He was doing this when I was a child. Like, I'd never seen nobody. People used to, because, you know, the do-rag strings are small, thin. Mm. So they just was, like, rolled up, you know, and they would leave, like, a big crease. Mm. He was the only person doing this, like he'd spread out the straps and wrap it around, like, and I used to be like, how does he do that? Because I had do-rags when I was young. I was like, it never could work. I was like, damn, I never asked.
People do it now.
Everybody does it now, and he was the only person I ever saw do that.
You think, like, he created it?
He might not have created, but he was definitely one of the person I ever saw do it until, you know, the most recent years. But yeah, I just felt like I needed to put the do-rag on. But a little wave grease. I got a fade last time, so, you know, when the fade starts growing back, it might not look the best, whatever. But anyway, I just felt like throwing a do-rag on today, man, you know? I'm from East New York. The least I could do. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice. Well, Sunday, we're recording another episode. We have some things to talk about. What is it?
She tried to be like me with the hoodie today, though. I'm just now realizing.
This is our alma.
The Brooklyn College hoodie, man. Mater. All I got is a little dad hat, man. Why would they? Brooklyn College is sus for this. They had a merch. They had like a little store, bookstore with merchandise, and they closed it down. And did they build a website to sell? Mm-hmm. But it wasn't the same stuff, though, was it?
Probably. I
feel like I went on the website and I wasn't really rocking with what they had. Like, if you go down, where is that? By NYU, like close to 14th Street.
They got the big
store. Yo, they got a whole, not to say Brooklyn College needed this, but at least they had variety. They had a whole store with merchandise. And, you know, it was like purple and black. Nice, cool colors.
But Brooklyn College kids would have bought their own merch. Like, people like Brooklyn College, I feel
Yeah. Everybody would have bought merch. Like, the reason why I bought a hat is because I'm seeing everybody with the hat. I'm like, damn, I kind of want one of the hats.
Yeah.
So, like, people were buying the merch. It's just that they closed down the store for whatever reason.
Yeah, so it's, like, less convenient. Now you have to, like, order and wait for it. Like, before you could just, like, try it.
We should
have
just made, like, cool Brooklyn College shirts and let people buy them. Cool Brooklyn College shirts and Brooklyn
College.
No. It's definitely not legal. But we would have got away with it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, I got the hat for you. Nobody. We could have made a whole site.
That opportunity.
Yeah. Because they, yeah, whatever.
Anywho's, yes, this is our alma mater.
She's trying to be like me
today.
You know what I'm saying? It's hoodie weather, y'all. It's getting a little
it's been hoodie nippy weather.
Out. Has it? Nah, hell no. It was just like 60 yesterday.
Oh, or 2 days ago, whatever. Technically, hoodie season is like fall.
Yeah, but we.
But it's like now cool.
Now it's just now getting cold.
But now it's like past hoodie because today's 45 degrees. Like, for real? You need a jacket.
Oh, this hoodie is warm, so.
Is this the Yeezy one?
Nah, this is Boohoo, man, actually. It's pretty nice fit. Like, pretty big on me. Like, nice.
We need to steal some hoodies.
I feel like you got two of mine already.
Which two?
You got a blue one, the super dry with the.
No, I don't.
Oh, you gave that back?
Yes.
Well, I mean, she had it. Like, the hell? Like,
what's the other one?
You probably got another one. Black, gray, blue, whatever.
I literally don't have any. So I need to have, it's like a rule that goes on when you have a girlfriend and it's hoodie season.
Right. See what Instagram do, y'all? It's crazy.
Is it not an unspoken rule that your girlfriend needs to have at least one of your hoodies? At least one. There's people out here with...
This is the first time I'm hearing that rule.
Anyway, you guys, the topics that we have for today. I have my phone because Jeremy's going to watch a live. Actually, no, we're not watching that no more. I forgot.
We're not watching that?
You said you don't want to talk about that no more.
No, we can talk about it.
You want to start with that?
Yeah, we might as well start with it, man. Basically...
Oh, I thought you said you didn't want to. All right, let's do it. Should I talk about
it? Yeah. You're closer to the situation there.
All right. I don't know if any of you are familiar with Dana Chanel. Her and her husband are like pretty like popular, I would say, like Instagram popular.
For sure.
If you don't know Dana Chanel, you probably know like Prince Donnell is her husband. And they like, I feel like when I first met her, it was because she was doing like, when I first became aware of her, yeah, it was because she was just like doing, she had this app called Sprinkle of Jesus, which would send you like little like inspirational quotes. And then I like followed her because like she had like good style and like would talk about hair and makeup. And then I saw that she had a whole different business where she was doing called Curl Bible, where people could sell their products on her platform.
Oh,
okay. Right? So, like, if I came up with, like, a soap, I could go to her.
That's a good idea.
And she would put it on her website and people would buy it. And what's good, too, is that she would only promote stuff that was on her website. So, like, someone random, like, Dove couldn't, like, send her something because she was only doing those, like, little small people that was, like, sending it.
That's a good idea. That's a very good idea.
And then since then, like, I think they were married already, but, like, they had, like, a child, and now she's, like, pregnant again, and, like, they started, like, a tax business, so they've been, like, on the up and up.
Sure.
And I, like, sent her to, like, some of my friends I know, Cheyenne, like, started following her, and then you knew of Prince Donna. Like,
yeah,
like,
I knew, like, but I didn't know that he was married, because I would just see his clips talking about, like...
Right, he would talk about different things, you know, like, men.
Yeah.
So yeah, last year the Shade Room posted that people were like suing her apparently because she was ripping people off and scamming. Right.
They made a whole, you had sent me the Instagram page. They made a whole page about it.
Right. And I don't know if you remember, but one time we were like on a video call or like a webinar or something that Donnell was
doing.
Yeah.
That was for the tax.
It was for like a tax thing, I guess, to like become like a franchise owner or whatever, and like, or like get some type of like business, something going.
Yeah.
And then after all of that, it was like $2,000 or like a thousands of dollars to start. Anywho, so basically,
because it was that much money because of the value. Let me not put that in quotation because maybe, you know, they did give value, but there was like a whole school and all these resources. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. The traditional, like, I
marketing.
Think Jeremy says like okie doke, I feel like.
Yeah, for sure.
Traditional okie doke. But anyway, so now it's back and the Shade Room, like, how do they, like, know everything?
Because, well, people give them information. There's people that don't have nothing to do. They might came across somebody that might know somebody Dana? That might have got scammed by Dana Chanel. They're going to send that right to, or somebody that got scammed, maybe.
Mm.
We'll send it right because they know they'll get some attention from it. Yeah,
for sure. Okay, so then it says, Pennsylvania Attorney General suing influencer Dana Chanel for allegedly scamming small business owners. So it's back again for a second year. Now it's not just randoms suing her, but the Attorney General.
Right.
You know what the Attorney General does?
They're in charge of...
they represent the United States
government
in legal matters.
Ooh, that's That's a heavy hitter. But why is the attorney general? I'm from what we read the article, and just to be fair to Dana, the two like instances that they talked about in the article in Shade Room is it was only for like $2,000, right? So we're talking about millionaires here. So I'm not gonna jump out the window and be like, oh, yo, they scamming the whole community for two bands. Like, I don't think that's really going on. Maybe they are having some type of, maybe they are practicing some shady business. But from what I read, I wasn't convinced. But they did, that rumor started last year.
Well, I feel like it's probably just those two that they have in the story. Like, those people probably went to the attorney general. Or I don't know, whatever they did.
Right, because, like, how did it get to the attorney general?
But it's been people that are, yeah,
people
have
been talking about this, though. So it's like,
remember I told you the app was called Sprinkle of Jesus?
Yes.
Somebody said, so basically a sprinkle of sin.
Yo, I don't want to do another Joel Osteen rant, but come on, shorty.
Nah, somebody already said that, though. She has always given me scammy vibes.
Damn, yo. The people in the comments, man. One thing about today with these influencers, it's only so long that you can put up a facade. If you're faking it, there's only so long you can put up a facade, man. And people save things. They have receipts. They watch every word you say. And so, like, it's people that will just watch you just to just wait to, for you to contradict yourself, all type of stuff. So it's very hard to get over on people for a long period of time these days. You know what I'm saying?
I really with hope technology. It's like not actually true. Because what I was saying, because I was talking to Cheyenne about it too, and like, When you're working with a business or like you have some type of partnership, more than likely there's like a contract that's like written up, right? And as millionaires and as like big serious business people, I feel like whatever contract they wrote up was probably like high level, like, you know, like not no like jokey contract.
Right.
I could do the like, you know, we have this partnership, blah, 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 but like they'll write a very fancy contract to benefit them.
Right, yeah, okay.
And I feel like the small business owners or these newbies in the business that they're working with or targeting, however they want to like call it.
They're definitely targeting a certain
probably didn't really like read it or like fully understood like what they were signing up for. Like that's the only reason I would think that it would get to this point of like you scamming me. You know?
Yeah. I mean, if it is like that, that is pretty advantageous of them, you know?
But they wouldn't technically be in the wrong.
No, they wouldn't. They'd just be looked at as scumbags.
Right. So that was 1 week ago when the Shade Room like posted the video.
Right.
And then for like 3 days.
Nothing. Of course.
But not like nothing. Like Dana was just like doing her thing.
Oh, like you're saying she didn't address it.
No. She was just like posting her little videos that she always does, like, you know. Doing her thing. But then this video comes out. He didn't watch it.
Live reaction.
I didn't watch the whole thing because it was kind of long. I just watched like the first minute or two and I realized that it was cringy and I was like, all right. So you ready?
Yeah. Let me see that.
Thank you so much for your patience. I'm afraid our silence has come off as some type of admission of guilt when it has always been our desire to be an example to black business owners on how to deal with business discrepancies with professional.
All right, before you do that, just off rip, it seems like she's reading from a script. It's not natural. It's PR. They definitely have a public relations team and somebody advised them, or maybe she even wrote this up herself, but she probably got a PR person. But all right.
Okay, but what I specifically want you to watch is when Dawn starts talking. Look at Dana, okay?
Yeah, she. All right.
Oh.
Yo, Instagram got ads. And diplomacy.
We are currently dealing with the civil lawsuit and deny any and all claims that have been made. We have the best legal team in the country fighting to defend us. But please know that we take all consumer matters very seriously.
Can we pause it. All right, so just how Travis Scott had the calculated size and the excessive head rubs, right? She's doing this calculated, like, stare up. And first off, how short is she? Because I feel like Prince Donnell is not even that tall, and she looks mad small compared to him. But, like, she's looking up at him, right? On some, like, you know how a dog looks at their owner kind of thing? Yeah. Like with, yo, what is she?
It's like a, damn.
It just seems sus, bro. You know,
like, when you are on a team, mm-hmm. or, like, you're doing an interview or whatever? Yeah. Like, or if you're doing a presentation, and, like, someone's, like, talking, mm-hmm. you would, like, give them your attention and, like, turn to, like, look at them. Like, if we were doing an interview and they asked you something, I would turn to, like, look at you.
Yeah, right.
That's what she, like, trying to naturally, do. Naturally, like, yeah.
Yeah,
but, like,
she's doing it unnatural. And then she's, like, she's going from here. So she's Prince Donnell, right? She's going from here to the camera. Like this, like, yo, shorty.
Okay, watch the rest. I thought it was longer than this. I guess I looked at the wrong thing.
And customers, I'm asking that you stand at this time, acknowledge and vouch for the fact that we have positively impacted your lives. And also have confidence in the fact that you can patronize our businesses and receive quality service.
With that being said, we also wanted to bring forth another solution to our community.
They have to save face.
The Black Business Review Board. We are actively vetting professional men and women to not just fight for the entrepreneur.
Wait, pause it.
Fight for the consumer.
This is business 101 right here. Look what they did. This is supposed to be an apology video, right? They put the
apology.
Well, this is a
denial.
Well, whatever. Yeah. A cleanup, as we can say. Then they go and throw in a new. Is this a new business venture that they're talking about? The Black Business Board?
Bureau or something? I don't know.
Wow. Classic.
It's like 20 seconds.
So that we can create a safe place for commerce. So we can internally ensure that we're offering resources for the best business practices.
Are they, like, moving the thing fast
enough? Now let's
get
back to creating freedom, security.
She's trying to be dramatic.
And financial stability for our community.
They definitely did a couple takes on this.
They definitely
did a couple takes. Another thing too, damn, I forgot what I was gonna say.
They just asked everyone to, like, write comments about, like, if they have been, like, helped by them, and they have, like, hold on, let me tell you how many comments.
So, like, they got good comments. Is what you're saying?
1,841 good comments.
Good reviews.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, well, I'm sure they have helped people.
Like, five stars. I've been blessed.
Yeah. I'm sure that, like, they're not evil, dirty people, but I'm sure these claims are not all lies as well. You know what I'm saying?
Right. I feel like someone wouldn't call you a scammer if there wasn't some type of funny
business. Right. And it's not like one person. They made a whole Instagram page, and
people
were having their
crazy
own testimony. So, you know, that, you know.
But what's up with the fake video, though?
It's so corny.
Y'all really thought.
Y'all really thought that was going to work and really make people,
like,
believe?
Within 10 seconds, people know that this is fake. Like, I feel like I would have appreciated more if y'all was, like, chilling at the house.
She should have did it by herself.
Yeah. Just, like, being like, oh, my God, y'all. Like, I kind of believe this is happening. Like,
right.
I can't believe this is happening again. Like, right, the last time I already went through this. Like, you going to come standing here looking crazy.
Fresh makeup, you know, Prince Donnell stay with the fresh cut.
Right.
They dressed up nice, like it's a press conference, man. Like, corny, man. And they did a bad job of cleaning that up. I would have advised not to do that video.
I don't know if they have PR, though. I feel like she's the PR person for the team.
Well, if she's the PR person,
she thought she was doing a good job by doing this.
That wasn't a smart
move. And also,
move.
Like, why do you have Donnell there?
Right. Well, I guess they had, you know,
a team,
yeah.
Anywho's.
That was crazy, though.
We'll see what becomes of that. I feel like if it comes back for a second year, there's some truth going on.
Mm-hmm,
like,
mm-hmm.
We need to, like, figure out, like, what's up.
Right.
Anywho.
We'll find out. The truth will come to the light.
Anywho, speaking of corny, you just said corny. Your president. I guess he counts as my president, too.
Yeah, you
now.
A citizen, facts.
Wow.
I didn't vote for him, but he sus.
All right, let me tell you. again, the Shade Room. The Shade Room be having the tea.
Yeah, we got the good news from Shade Room, man.
President Biden was delivering a speech when he used a term that made people pause. While speaking, he mentioned Satchel Paige,
mm-hmm.
a baseball player from the 1920s. You said you knew him.
Yes, I'm familiar.
And referred to him as the Great Negro. On Twitter, people were debating if the term was offensive or not. Others stated that had Trump said those words, it would have been more of an issue.
Facts. Big facts. Even though, I feel like, whatever, but.
Trump says crazy stuff. Yeah, he would say that.
He would say it, but they're saying it would have been more of an uproar.
Oh, yeah, more of an issue.
Which it would have, because he was already known for saying outlandish things, you know? But, I feel like when things like this happen, along with those companies that might put out something that's racist, like the H&M or the Gucci, these things, I feel like they're planned. Because unless he went off the cuff, they're writers that write for the president, you know?
He probably went off the cuff.
You think
so? I don't think they would write Great Negro on there. Like, that's just crazy. Well, okay, let's actually stop for a second. Is saying Negro a bad word, though?
Yeah, I think it is saying it. I think it is, you know.
You're going to have to tell me, because I would prefer Negro over.
Well, I'll just tell you this. I was offended by a Guyanese Indian woman saying Negro boy. So, I mean, I'm just speaking for myself. I'm like, yo, what year are we in? We're not saying, what? You could have just said black man, like Negro boy. But, you know, Guyanese people is something else, especially, let me not even go in there. But anyway.
So he just shouldn't have said, like, Negro, because Negro is also offensive.
Right. Especially if you're trying to big up a black man, what? You could have said he was a great man.
African American.
Right. Great Negro. Like, that's actually crazy. So when he might have went off the cuff, but I wouldn't be, you know, surprised. These things are planned, man. Like, he a clown for that, though. Because you could have said great man, great black athlete, great black man, great African American, great whatever.
Player,
yeah, but athlete, shout out to Satchel Paige. I think he was one of the first black pitchers in the Major League Baseball. You know, we had a lot of, you know, the crazy thing about sports is it's so ridiculous now, right? They wanted to exclude black athletes, right? So, especially, you know, in the pros, Satchel Paige had to start off in a Negro league. And a lot of our favorite, a lot of the legends in the NFL and the NBA, some of the NBA legends, they had to be in a league that the black players could play in. And the NFL, black, college football, you couldn't play quarterback. They didn't want you on the team. It's so crazy how things, how the tables have turned, isn't it?
Have you ever, like, thought about, like, if black people truly were just to be like, we are leaving this country and going back to Africa? Like,
they wouldn't.
What, like, obviously it's not gonna happen. Yeah, but if we were to just imagine, hypothetically, Africa would be transformed into like this like beautiful place of just.
They would
like,
find. They would find a way to bomb Africa. Like, yeah, you know, a lot of like.
But what would be left here?
No culture. Racist people are so funny because, first off, going back to the sports thing, how they could, Godfrey always talks about this too, how like white people could compartmentalize.
Black people?
Yeah, like so compartmentalize, not mentalize. Am I saying that correctly?
Compartmentalize, yeah.
Compartmentalize, right? So, like, they can go cheer for Jordan and then go outside and call the little boy walking across the street the N-word, you know, with no remorse. Or
white people.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. This is a great example, too. Boston is a historically racist city. And you know what's crazy? They're great. They have a great history of basketball. And it's so crazy that, you know, Bill Russell was really one of the main players. They had a couple other black guys, and they would all be cheering. You look in the crowd, there's majority white people cheering for these guys with the black guys on the court. But those same people would disrespect them on the street. It's actually insane that people can do that. Which makes you realize, like, you know, whatever, man. Don't even get me started.
It's makes insane. You realize that what?
Makes you realize how stupid people are. And, like, there's no actual reason to be racist. Because a racist to the core, if you really don't like black people, you're not even watching sports. The only sport you probably watching that comes on TV in America is hockey. And they got black hockey players. And I love hockey. But I'm just saying, if you a real racist and you hate these N-words and y'all need to go back to your country, don't watch sports because we are sports. Right. We are baseball. We are basketball. We are American football. With international soccer, some of the best players are African descent. You know what I mean?
True.
So, like, how racist are y'all when y'all, we help y'all, we help make billionaires in sports and everything.
That's what I'm saying. If we truly were to be like, we are out of here.
Yeah, this country.
What would even happen?
This country would be in turmoil. They would team up with every country and say, we got to get Africa.
Yeah, because they'd be, like, too powerful.
Yeah, yeah. But actually, maybe not. Because, like, America is not as liked as, you know, you may think.
Liked.
Other countries don't like Americans at all.
Especially in recent times. Right. I feel like before, like, we had some nice little allies.
Right, right. So if black people
Oh my God, y'all heard me just say we?
She a citizen. But, like, if black people went to Africa, right, and say we just got cool with Russia and China, would be amazing.
That would be ridiculous.
America would be sick, yo. What would they be doing?
I feel like they would then just start turning on themselves.
Oh, yeah, they would be eating each other like Neanderthals.
Anywho. Somebody said that's what he got Obama saved at in his phone.
I'm weak. Probably.
Great Negro. All right, well.
You were Obama's vice president and you talking like this? He was the vice president to the first African-American president of the United States. And he's talking like this.
I feel like he felt like Negro was way more acceptable than.
No, but why wouldn't he think black man would be acceptable? He's never referred to Obama as Negro, great Negro on the news. You know what I'm saying? And if he had said that about Obama, he wouldn't have got no votes. You know what I'm saying?
You got to see these comments. People are just like, Ben tried to tell you.
I didn't vote for him, so I'm not even going to go into all that. I didn't vote for him at all.
If you don't go vote for me, you ain't black.
I mean, he already told y'all what it was right there. Boom. He did say that.
Dang.
And I think he said that on a Breakfast Club.
What was he even doing on the Breakfast Club?
You know, they got to show face to the black community.
Someone said it's time to start putting an age cap on these political positions.
Nah, they think like he's going senile. They think like something's actually really wrong.
That's horrible. Because then you would have Kamala.
Oh, shit.
And where has she even been? Have you seen her recently?
Where the hell is Kamala
That's
Harris?
That's what people keep saying. Where is she?
That's funny because I forgot this other guy. Damn, I was watching this other political show and this guy got the booster shot. I forgot his name. Some politician. And they said he was missing for like 12 days and he just popped up out of nowhere. And they thought he got sick from the booster because he was boasting about taking this booster shot. But I haven't seen Kamala, but they were getting on her because there was something she was doing at the border and she never even went to the border. They were like, why haven't you even visited the border? Shorty is sus,
yeah,
yo.
I don't know where she's been at. But, of course, there's people in the comments saying, like, they took it out of context, blah, 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 but whatever. Literally not important.
Yeah, it's really not. It's just funny.
I'm going to leave the subway for last.
Oh, okay.
We can touch on this real quick.
Oh, Portugal. Yeah. In Portugal, there's a new law that says your boss or your boss can't text you. I don't know.
Your boss after work.
Yeah, I mean, my boss not texting. I don't think any of my bosses was texting. I don't even like saying that. Like, it just doesn't even sound right. But hey, whatever.
Oh, I got a job. That was texting me, OD.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
But no, this is great. They need to adopt this in America.
They can't. America's all about that money.
And illegal if I can't reach for you, employers to contact their employees.
Yo, this video was mad funny with the flip phone.
But I feel like it wouldn't work because, like, how would you, like, let's say you work in, like, shifts. Like, what if your boss needs you to come in before your shift? Like, how would that work?
I don't know. But it wouldn't happen in America because it's all about money.
Yeah.
And they got to be able to contact you ASAP.
All right.
Damn.
We're not gonna stay on the Portugal law. It's not gonna happen here.
Yeah, it's like, whatever. Like, okay.
It was just cool.
It's good for them. You got a better angle actually at the table.
No, your hand is literally
you have
right
a better
there.
angle. My computer is blocking the wood on the right table. There. That's it.
Lawsuit states that new lab analysis detected pork, chicken, and cattle DNA in Subway tuna sandwiches.
Yo, that's actually scary.
What is cattle cows?
Yeah, like why didn't they just say beef?
Right, like why would they say cattle?
Like, cause they didn't say pig, right?
Cattle.
You're such a catty. Wait, what did that girl say in the Drake song? Yo, you cheese me, dog. She's like, you just dash me away like a chatty. Or
catty?
Catty or chatty?
I think a catty
shout
is
out
like
to
a, like
shout
a
out to the six, man, Toronto. Yo, you cheese me, dog.
A catty is, I think, like a bird.
I like how they talk in Toronto.
Nah, it's messed
it's
up.
It's mad funny, though. It's like it's like Caribbean up, yeah. With Canadian, which is wild. You cheese me, dog. But yeah. People been suspect at
no traces of tuna found in the tuna sandwiches. That is unacceptable. Like, yeah. What are we eating?
But you know how scary that is?
Like, zero traces of tuna? So the whole thing isn't tuna.
And you probably got people, like,
you're
Muslims.
You're not even
going
to try to mix it? Nah.
Imagine a Muslim been going to, like, Subway for years thinking they could eat the tuna, at least they could eat the tuna.
Cause they're not supposed to be eating that pork.
Nah, they're not. They can't eat the ham and all that. And they going to get the nice tuna. That's crazy. But we kinda already knew this because remember we watched the documentary Seaspiracy, and they were putting these labels saying that the tuna was fresh or whatever they were saying, knowing that
it was wild
caught or something like that. And
dang, what was this label?
I forgot
that
they the label,
had.
But
cruelty free? No,
it was
cruelty free.
No, it wasn't that. It was something, but it's a blatant lie. And then when the documentary guy, he went to these companies to be like, yo. Y'all know that this is false, right? And nobody had an answer for him. It's insane. Oh, the fish that were used were sustainably fished.
Sustainably
right?
Farmed
so he's going fish. To the companies like, hey, I just had a quick question for you. What exactly is sustainable fishing? Nobody could answer. Mind you, they're putting these labels on all the tuna cans and some like fish packages and all that.
Yo,
nobody could answer
we,
the question.
Like, read those things or like watch those ads.
I'm about to
like,
eat grass, y'all. I'm about to eat
no,
grass.
No, literally, this is why you need to be plant based. It's like truly like nothing that you eat or drink is safe except stuff that you know for sure. And even that, like, even our fruits and veggies have like chemicals.
Yeah, of course. It's
them.
Crazy.
Which is why like Caribbean people and like people that could actually like plant their stuff are the safest and healthiest for
don't,
the most
don't you
part.
Find it funny that they don't teach like agriculture in schools as much?
Here,
man. Like they don't teach you anything. Well, yeah, I guess their excuse to be like, oh, well, we don't got that land. But they need to teach that. They need to teach that.
They don't teach nothing that makes sense. Like, no, literally.
Like, literally, I was
like,
in
you
calculus.
You need to learn to plant
doing
stuff.
What? What do they have me in?
You need to learn to do your taxes and yeah, budget.
Facts.
And, like, be an entrepreneur.
You
like,
need to learn credit. You need to learn real. Yo. What did they teach us?
Nothing.
I had a class with a freaking Robert Cherry at Brooklyn College.
Oh, my God.
You a clown for real. This guy made us buy his textbook. You know what I'm saying? So we had to come out of pocket, which we got to pay all this money for school. Then they got you paying $100. Like, his textbook wasn't $100, but I'm just saying, like, some classes you got to spend $100. And you can't even get around it like the old days because the book will be online and you got to be able to do the homework online. So you got to buy the book nowadays. It's just, it's all about money. It's all about money. They're not teaching us to do these things because if we had the know-it-all, like, all right, man, I could grow my own stuff, we wouldn't be going to the grocery.
I guess they don't teach it in New York because it's just like
they could
where
teach
you
it in New York. People got, it's a bunch of gardens in New York. They could teach it.
Oh, yeah.
Or at least offer it
in their backyard.
Or make it one of those, make it a prerequisite, make it something, because even we learned about what class we took, green business, like that was cool. That was an easy class too. Oof, easy A.
Oh yeah,
shout out to him.
That was like he could have really like gave us a little something more, but
no, he gave us just enough.
He barely gave us anything in that class. What did you learn?
Just enough.
I learned nothing. I learned that there was one.
But don't
state
right
in America where everyone rides bikes. Where is it? I don't know.
No, it was more than everyone rides bike. Like the community was green. Where was it? It was
what
like
did you learn in
I think
that
it was like Colorado
though?
Or something. I learned nothing. My thing was you teaching us all this, like teach us how to make money with this though. He's like, oh, we're learning, oh, this company's green. This company could go green. But how
right.
Tell us how to make money with growing green. Then they don't give you the answers to that. You got to figure it out yourself. You
right.
Got to go get the job. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but we don't know the jobs. All
right.
We know is the traditional
even, right.
Standard jobs that they're trying to like get people in to be in the workforce
right.
For 60 years.
And the funny thing is, I feel like, didn't I ask, like, what can we do with
yeah.
I asked him, and I don't think we got a good answer.
No, because he didn't know.
And it's like, he seems so passionate about the subject, which I'll give him. He really did seem passionate about the green business. But it's like, bro,
but do you,
you're not translating this into real life situations. Like,
but
how
do
are we
you
gonna,
not own a car? I bet
right, he
not.
Probably own a car that's
do
not
you,
a Tesla.
Do you
or electric.
Recycle clothes? Do you buy clothes from Goodwill and Salvation Army? I think not.
Right. So he was.
Do
yo.
You eat plant-based and recycle? I don't think so.
He was fake, man. Yo, remember
but
that
anywho.
Time the girl came in late and he stopped and stared at her?
It was him?
Yeah, she came in like 20 minutes late. And it's a small
wasn't
tight...
the guy?
Was it a guy?
The guy who had the little thing with OC?
Oh! It was him. Yo, that's mad funny.
Did you ever tell him that you was in that class with him?
I feel like I told him, like, yo, me, yeah. Yeah, it was him.
And he said he had, you remember his excuse?
He said his dad was in the
had
hospital.
Had a heart attack.
Yo, this dude
it's
said his dad had
serious.
A heart attack. If he was lying, he's wicked for that. Because, like, bro, you care about the class that much that you're going to make up a lie that your dad had a heart attack?
You care about the class that much that you're going
to
come 40 minutes late, 20
right,
minutes
like,
late
I
would have
just been like,
45-minute class?
I'd just been like, you know what? Chop it
up. It wasn't even that serious.
It wasn't, because he was going to get the A regardless, like
right.
If he knew what you was doing, you know?
Like, everyone just shared answers for the final. Anyway.
That was
but
funny,
anywho.
Dude. Yeah, man. Good times.
But yeah, Subway, y'all really trying it
fake,
with this.
Yo.
Like, this is like major lawsuits about to happen.
Nah,
like,
facts.
You might even go out to business.
But
like,
low-key, Subway's been dying. I saw this video like last year. Subway been going downhill. Even though you might see one or two pop up.
I barely see Subway.
Yeah, it's not that good of a business anymore. Like, they're going to be obsolete, like, probably within the next 7 to 10 years.
I think it just sucks that people, like,
years.
Just try to do the bare minimum with their businesses.
But what's crazy is, how had they been getting past all these years? This is why you know it's all about
right.
money.
Where's the people?
They probably just pissed somebody off, who was helping them out, the FDA, and they like, you know what? Oh, word, boom! Now your shit not real tuning out. Because
you're supposed to be getting checked and inspected
every all this time. So often, right? That's They've been getting away true. With this for years. This ain't no new stuff, man. That this is crazy. Is
true.
Yo, like we gotta stop eating that fast food, yo.
Stop eating from Subway.
We don't know. Not only Subway. This is everything in general, yo. Like, if Subway's doing this, Subway is a dying business doing this. Imagine the businesses that's thriving. I'm not even going to say no names on this joint, but whatever.
Hmm. Anywho, question of the day.
Question of the day.
Okay, the question of the day. Is a friend disloyal if they catch their friend's partner cheating but doesn't speak up? Answer after three. Is a friend disloyal? One, two, three.
Yes.
Yes. You answered before three.
I answered before three?
Yeah. I said one, two, three. Yes. Just be one, two, three. Yes.
Did you say, okay, well.
But hell yeah.
Yeah, yeah. You definitely got to let them know, dude. Like, oh, shit.
It was on the reel, and the girls was like, oh, yeah, no, I'm taking out my phone. I'm recording him. I'm calling. Like, look, he right here. I'm definitely right telling here. My friend.
Yeah, you got
I'm
to.
Taking a picture, I feel like.
Because, you know, you loyal to the friend. Even though you know it might hurt the friend. You got to let them know because you would want your friend to let you know. You know what I'm saying? So it's like.
You would be hurting your friend if you don't tell them.
Yeah, you would just be hurting them in the long run because it could like put them in some, you know.
Does it count if the person that you catch is your friend though?
Like if. Oh. Well. I would like if you knew both people.
No, you know the guy.
If I knew the guy, if I knew the guy, a girl was
No, wait, your friend is the guy.
Right.
Right. You know he with someone. You and the couple are like cool. Mm-hmm. Would you tell the girl?
No, that's not my business.
Okay, but if you see the girl, because
he's my friend, right?
But if you see the girl doing something, you'll tell the guy.
Right. Just like her friends wouldn't tell. On her, but they would tell on him. It's the same thing, you know? It's not, you would go to your friend's boyfriend and be like, yo, old girl's doing you dirty?
The issue is.
Is it yes or no? Is this a yes or no?
The issue is, I don't know, like, you would have to be, like, close with the guy, too. Like, if you're well, that's not the close with them.
Why? Well, why are you putting that extra information? I answered the question how you asked me. Why are you not answering that?
I am answering.
No. You added some other stuff. You just asked me if I, like, even if I knew the girl he was dating.
So wait. So if my friend sees me doing something and they're not really close with you, but you know them, you all talk.
Right.
And
like, I wouldn't expect your friend.
You don't think that they should tell you something.
I wouldn't expect them to come tell me anything. Because they wouldn't. Unless, like, they really ain't your friend. You know what I'm saying? Because your friend is not going to care about me that much to come tell me to be like, oh, I don't want her to break you out. Like, you know
I would
what I'm saying?
Say, I would give you an example, but, like, it would involve, like, actual people's names that we actually know. So I don't want to say that, but I could tell you after.
But no. But answer the question that I just answered. Like, why is she not answering the question?
It depends on the person.
But why you can't answer the question that I just answered?
You said you wouldn't tell because that's not your business. I might. It depends on the person.
Okay, but forget the depending on the person.
Why?
What would depend? What is the depending? Like, what's depending?
You're saying, right?
I'm saying, you're because you ask me the question you asked me again.
I'm saying, if you and the guy are close,
and then
you see him doing something.
Right.
Right?
Okay.
You wouldn't go tell
that's
the
not
girl,
my business to go tell the girl. Business. Right, right.
I'm saying, if I see
one of your girls. No. Keep it how you ask me.
Okay, if I
if
see
you seen
a girl,
your girlfriend.
Stop. I have a.
Oh, you got a boo. If you see your friend, what is so difficult about this?
If I see my friend doing something. Oh, actually, if it is like a really close friend, I would just
probably. Ooh, like, yo, she still ain't answering the question, y'all. If you. Why is this so difficult for you?
Because I need to think.
Nah, this is crazy though.
Why?
Because it's a yes or no question.
No, why are you not? No, it's not. You always do this. It's not a yes or no question. I did not say yes or no. So don't try to flip it.
But
he's about to be like, but how come I have to say yes or no?
But the thing about it is,
I did not tell you that.
The original question is yes or no.
No, it's not.
All right. So if you've seen your friend cheating on her boyfriend, you would go tell the boyfriend?
I would probably talk to my friend and tell her that she needs to, like,
so you wouldn't go. So basically you're saying you wouldn't go tell him.
Probably not. But it depends.
What would it depend on?
It depends on if we're, like, all tight.
Who you tighter with? The man or the girl?
That's what I'm saying. It depends. If it's my bestie and that's just her boyfriend that I don't really know, then, like, what? You said, it's not really my place.
Right.
But what if we were all friends? And then they started dating.
Well, yeah, well, then you need to say that. You took mad long to answer one little question.
Oh, because
question.
No, because you was trying to rush down my
But it's
back.
It's a simple question.
No,
like,
it's not. You always like, oh, it's yes or no. No, it's not. You wanted to be like yes or no. I never told you it needs to be yes or no. You always do this.
All right, so your friend from Trinidad got a boyfriend. Your friend is doing him nasty.
Do I know the person?
You know the guy. I might not be in the friend circle, but you know him.
No, we have to be in the friend circle.
All right. So the person would have to be your legit friend.
Yeah.
Well, then that's okay.
But I was thinking about it. Like, if I was thinking from the situation that I asked you,
mm-hmm.
if I saw a guy doing something,
mm-hmm.
if I would go tell the girl.
Why would you, if you saw your friend?
Girl or guy? Yeah, it depends on if we're all cool.
So what are you asking me now? What exactly?
Nothing.
You got? If you seen a guy cheating on his girlfriend that you knew?
Yeah.
Would you tell his girlfriend?
If I know her, yeah.
You're just making it mad complicated. Anyway, let us know what y'all do, because shorty out here.
But how am I making it complicated?
You'll watch this back and be like, why didn't I just answer the question?
No.
I hope you would.
I hope y'all go back to, like, the old clips, because this exact
about?
Situation has happened before.
Literally, what is she talking about, honestly?
It depends on how cool I am with both of them. I would want somebody to tell me.
Right.
Like, if someone knew us, they don't necessarily have to be my friend.
Right.
To see you out here doing something and be like, yo, Brittany, this is what I just saw. Like, we don't have to be cool for that to happen if they know who we are.
That's what I was asking you.
You're the one that was like, that's not my business.
Okay, I can have my opinion. You can have yours. I just wasn't
trying to fight me.
No, I was just trying to get it because you weren't
figure out what I would do.
Yeah, I was trying to get an opinion out of you. I'm like, bro,
okay,
what are you saying?
Do I have to rush?
No, you don't have to rush, but you have to answer at least.
Jeremy, like,
you were just like, all right, well, it depends on, like, you know, if I knew him for like 2.5 more weeks, and then like carry the two, and then maybe like
you're annoying.
Yeah, just answer the question. Anyway, that was the show, man. Yeah, I would tell my people, and I wouldn't go be telling. That's some bitch ass shit. Like, for me to know a guy, my friend, and go tell his girlfriend, that's like some hating ass thing, you know what I'm saying? Cause like, why you feeding to break them up? Like, and why you care about her so much? She knew what she was getting into. But anyway.
How?
I don't know. A lot of girls do, though. Don't front. Right? You don't think girls know about red flags? And they ignore them?
Let's go. We out.
She don't want to start another discussion.
Nah, because you.
Peace.